Shoving Jinty and Jiddle to one side, Thwip stalked out, turning on his mate as she barred the door.
Listen, smart mouth, don't you start talking to me like that in front of the prisoners. I'm not having it. Sit there. Just keep your clever remarks to yourself.
Binta was in no mood to continue the argument.
All right, keep your brush on. Come on, we better go and get the victuals. That lot's got to be fed, ain't they?
Back inside the cavern, Flandor the young otter hurried to the shield of grass, mud and woven twigs, which disguised the tunnel entrance. Calla and Urfa, the two little leverets, were sitting with their backs against it. Lifting the two baby hares out of his way, Flandor removed the shield and called into the hole.
You can come out now. They've gone.
The Dibbon Guffy and his friend the Mole Maid Gherchin scrambled out, rubbing soil from their faces. Guffy spat out a fragment of wood.
Zer, ye flim beast be stuck under a girt root in there. We bees are trying to pull her out.
The young otter thumped his rudder-like tail impatiently.
Not again. That's the fifth time she's gotten herself jammed by roots.
Gherchin was a well-mannered mole babe. She curtsied prettily before replying.
Brr, there'll be more rooters than you could shake a stick at in there. It ain't gonna be no easy job, I tell Caesar Hutter.
Flandor wriggled into the tunnel entrance, muttering.
I'm getting a bit fed up of pulling little Missy Trouble out her roots. Yeah, well, here goes.
Tura and Midda stood by giggling as they heard Flib being hauled out backward by Flandor.
Oh, yeah, you great clodhopping river dog. You're ripping me tail out by the blinking roots. Let go!
Oh, go and boil your edge through. Even you tried pushing harder, I wouldn't have to tug like this. Stop moaning. I'll have you out soon.
Well, hurry up, plank tail, before I suffocate.
They tumbled out together just as Jiddle called from the door.
Here come the victuals. I can hear the foxes outside.
There was no time for Flandor and Flib to clean themselves up, so to cover their dishevelled state, they staged a fight in the middle of the floor. Actually, they were so mad at each other, there was little need for play-acting. Thwip rolled the cauldron in on its trolley, followed by Binta with the water tub. The vixen grinned, pointing at the pair tussling in the dust.
There's your mad shrew, trying to slay that osse.
Thwip curled his lip.
Ha! Leave them, and let's hope they kills one another. Come on, you lot. Line up here if you want to eat.
Binta broke off serving water and set about the fighters with her water ladle, beating them hard.
Break it up now. Stop us fighting, do you hear me?
Thwip sighed ruefully.
You're right, mate. If anything happens to him, tis us that get it in the neck from the Sable Queen. You, shrew, any more trouble and you don't get victuals or water. Is that clear?
Flib snarled at her jailer.
No victuals, eh? Listen, foxy face. You try that and I'll stuff that whip down your gullet and make you eat it.
Flib cracked the whip, making Flib jump back.
You can wait till the last to get served for that.